Hello everybody, I'm George from Mindland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about that ruling in California that social media companies have caused people to be addicted to them, namely YouTube and Meta, and that they are therefore liable for this addiction induced in childhood into the plaintiff, as they call it in the United States. People are getting overexcited about this and assuming its applicability to every jurisdiction in the world. That's in one case, in one state, in one country, and people say, well, there are more like 51 different legal systems in the United States, one for each state plus the federal system, and so on. I mean, I don't know, were you going to count then? How about Washington, D.C.? That makes it 52, you know, and all the rest of it. So where California leads, the rest of the United States doesn't automatically follow, and the rest of the world doesn't automatically follow. This could be overturned on appeal. But right, we'll look at the possibility that this is the beginning of something much, much bigger. And I've read that there are hundreds of cases pending in various different states. Now, Meta is the company which owns loads of things: WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Google is what owns YouTube. And the court found that they deliberately created these social media platforms to be addictive. And the woman involved, Kaylee, is 20 years old, and she's had this for several years. So it was a minor when it happened. And she was given $6 million in damages. Now, the United States was 330 million people. How many people got social media addiction? Is it in the millions? Quite possibly. If they all got $6 million, that would not be good for these social media companies. Now, I mean, is social media addiction a real thing? Well, I mean, I haven't studied this. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or any of those sort of things. But I know that there is empirical evidence that it is. And obviously, addiction is a spectrum. If you do anything twice, are you addicted? And at what point are you addicted? And I go on social media quite a lot, probably most days, for a few minutes. People, I remember years ago, 2008, people calling it internet crack and so on. So, and there's a susceptibility, because some have got an addictive personality, or some people are addicted to shopping but wouldn't be addicted to drugs. They might be addicted to one drug and not another. Someone could be addicted to alcohol but not addicted to computer games. Some people could be addicted to jogging, even though it's something, say someone said that on himself, but not addicted to television or whatever it is. I don't know at what point it's like that, that someone is said to be addicted, and then can you beat these things? I don't know how far it has to go before we regard it as being an addiction. What is the exact definition? What's the cutoff? The trouble is we can't do anything enjoyable. You can never watch TV. You can never play computer games. You can never listen to the radio. You can never eat whatever food or drink alcohol or smoke or gamble because it's addictive, and therefore you've got no personal responsibility. So the thing is, the mind is at more greater plasticity at this age. So so Meta correctly said, teen mental health is profoundly complex and cannot be linked to a single app. We'll continue to defend ourselves vigorously as every case is different. I remain confident of our record of protecting teens online. Close quotation. So what is it so addictive about social media? The way you're interacting with people, the color, the movement, the excitement, the little ads. And I haven't gone into the granularity of it, because these companies would know how to hook people. And I remember hearing in the early 90s, I was in advertisement for Coca-Cola, and it was forbidden for being too effectual. So it registered people's mind, and they just had to go and buy one at that point. So that's as you want to maximize profits. And you're going to do that being as unethical as possible by getting people to buy your product as much as possible, by raising the price as high as you can before sales dip significantly. So buying more of your product, you know, like if it was something you're selling by the kilo, more kilos, or buying whatever amount of kilos, but more frequently on more days or something like that. And social media going to get more traffic to get more advertising and stuff like that. So to cross-fertilize the different social media to make it appealing in terms of lifestyle, to make it maybe sexually stimulating, to link it to popular brands and music or things like that. Sell people an image of themselves. So Ellen Room is a woman who's seeing TikTok, which she said caused the death of her child, and so on. So, wow. So in the California, the juror said that Meta and Google had acted with malice, oppression, or fraud. So that was an aggravating factor. So 70% of the damages to be paid by Meta, 30% to be paid by Google. And presumably this is something which could be appealed. Yeah. So they're very happy about that. So I would be a pity to take away social media, say, "Whoa, he's got married, and oh, she's had a baby, or they moved to this country. Oh, I'm in Istanbul. I didn't realize they're in Istanbul. Let's meet up. And it's a bit like we as a friends reunited in the old days. It's a good thing, and people should be allowed to have virtual friends as well as friends in real life. Might be perhaps your friend in real life and online, and exchange information and ideas and memes. And it'd be a temptation to take that away from people, because I remember what it was like before social media, when it's very easy to lose contact. I left a certain school when I was 7, so my friends I didn't get in contact with ever again. Moved to the country a lot when I was 13, left one school. Majority of those friends, I never saw them again, and I had never any contact with them. That's an awful lot of addresses, post physical letters in those days. That was an awful lot of phone numbers, and there were no mobiles in those days. So it was much, much easier to reconnect and keep in contact with people. Sometimes, but I was living in Oxford, you were Oxford at the same time. If we would have known, we might have passed each other on the street, So there is a lot to be said in favor of social media, and it's a way you can spread the word, you want to evangelize for whatever cause. So it's an awful pity. So is there a case for putting limitations on social media? What age, how many hours you can have? Staring at this screen, this blue light, is obviously not good for you. Some of them can get hooked in it rather than going out and having real friends and playing games and things like that. So there was a 14-year-old girl, Molly Russell, who ended her life in 2017 because she consumed online content. That's what her father says, which is horrific. I don't know quite what the content is. I don't want it, anyone's death to be caused by this. But because something occasionally causes deaths, that doesn't mean we shouldn't allow it at all. Because alcohol or cars or horses or cows or swimming, almost anything causes deaths occasionally, doesn't mean we should deprive everybody of the pleasure of this all the time. We've got to weigh up the good against the bad. Now Meta says they won't allow anyone under 13 on any of their platforms. But is that even too restrictive? If we could clean them as platforms, if we could limit the time somehow, but are they not able to log in under different ages? So that Kaylee, who won this case, said she was on Instagram age 9, she was on YouTube age 6, and stuff like that. So this has caused her to be anxious and depressed. I mean, I wonder why. What content was she viewing? They cause this harm. People have compared it to smoking. What do you think? What is to be done? Because we have to recognize people's rights, including children's rights, to communicate with people, to send and receive information. In a way that, is not harming them, not harming others. So I don't. I'm I tend to always be libertarian. I think it'd be oppressive to take them off social media totally. And an age limit, I'm open to persuasion. I think 16 is a bit high, like 14 or whatever. You might say the person has more influx at that age. There are already things like Net Nanny. What is to be done? The unenforceability of a total ban is difficult. Their parents might set up an account for them. All right, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.